Good morning. Today is Thursday, January 13th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be partly sunny with a high of 53 and a low of 37. But we'll soon need to bundle up as winter weather arrives this weekend. There is an increasing possibility of winter weather with snow in the mix this weekend. The National Weather Service says we can expect all kinds of precipitation on Sunday, including snow, rain, sleet or freezing rain. Trends suggest that there will be more rain in the triangle than snow with any accumulation happening west of the triangle. In our top story, a man shot by a Raleigh police officer after a crash on Interstate 440 has died. The man was shot after he swung a knife at officers, police said. But police first dazed him after he ignored repeated commands to drop a knife. After he was shot, the man received aid on scene and was taken to a hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Officers were wearing active body cameras, including the officer who shot the man. The police department said it will petition for the release of the video, which is the first step before its release to the public. Police have not yet identified the man who was shot. In more crime news, Durham officers shot and killed a person who was attacking a Circle K store clerk early Wednesday morning. Around 3 a.m., officers responded to a reported suicide in progress at the convenience store on NC 54 in southern Durham. When they arrived, officers forced their way inside and saw a person who was assaulting the store clerk with a sharp object. The officers fired shots that fatally struck the assailant. The store clerk suffered serious injuries and was taken to a hospital. In sports, Rod Brondamore of the Carolina Hurricanes will coach the Metropolitan Division team in the 2022 NHL All-Star Game. The game is scheduled for Saturday, February 5, during All-Star Weekend in Las Vegas. It will be Brondamore's first appearance as an All-Star coach. The four All-Star coaches were picked based on whose teams had the best points percentage in their respective divisions. The All-Star rosters will be announced Thursday. And finally, Coach Mike Krzyzewski missed Wednesday night's victory against Wake Forest due to a non-COVID virus. Associate head coach John Shire stepped in as temporary head coach, offering an early look at the arrangement already planned for next season. Krzyzewski announced last June he would retire following the season and Shire was named as his successor. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.